This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Congress has passed a stopgap funding measure to avoid a government shutdown. All of Colorado's congressional Democrats supported the measure, while Republicans, like Representative Doug Lamborn, voted against it.
They merely rubber-stamped a lot of their personal and party priorities, so there was no compromise, nothing for Republicans to feel like they had buy-in on.
The continuing resolution, which runs through mid-December, funds the government at current levels. It also includes disaster funding and military aid for Ukraine. Charging electric vehicles will be free in Pueblo at city-operated stations into 2024. Pueblo currently has 3 chargers and expects to add 6 more by the middle of next year, including at the airport. Funding for the new locations comes from the Colorado Energy Office. And a longtime Denver theater company is celebrating its 22nd season. CPR's Eden Lane reports.
Buntport Theater's members work without designated directors or designers. Instead, the shows are a group effort. Now they are presenting an encore of Coyote, Badger, Rattlesnake, a comedy written with local playwright Ellen K. Graham. It follows 2 characters as they work on a museum nature diorama. When they start hearing unexplained noises, things dive even deeper behind the scenes. Buntport will also debut 2 other new productions next year. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
And it's going to be cooler and wetter across the state today. This is CPR News and KRCC.